Yeah, I'm going to step over here. Hey, I have a couple of announcements, and then I'm going to talk to somebody, actually, about one of our values at Lake Ridge. As you know, we have four values: they're worship, community, story, and generosity. And our goal is to occasionally pull somebody up and say, hey, what does this value mean to you? And do you have a story or something to kind of clarify that for that, or how you have seen that played into action? And so today I'm going to ask Steve Pollard, Steve, you can come up. And Steve's just going to share a little bit with us about what generosity means to you, how this value is important, and then I'll, when you're done that, I'll ask you to tell a little story. How's that sound? Yeah.
Okay. Test 1, 2.
Yeah, it's on.
It's on.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've been in front of everyone, so it's kind of getting used to it again, I guess. Generosity to me is not only giving finances, which is a big part of generosity when it comes to our community, but it's, to me, generosity is more so giving your time and your talents, your giving love, giving anything that you can give outward to be generosity. And one of the biggest things that I love about Lake Ridge is that we're in the community. We're generous to the community, and we do that with Mighty Neighborly and all these other things that we do as a community to give, and giving our talents, like when anyone that's going to go over to Haiti and give time to over there, if they're giving time building boxes for the Mighty Neighborly and things like that. Those are the generosity with your time and your talents and things like that. So.
A few weeks ago, you went on a vacation.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome one. I was super jealous. Just wrong, I realize. But you went on a vacation and you saw something generous happen in it. It was enough that you come home and tell me, hey, I want to share this story.
Yeah, this is cool. I went a couple weeks ago, or last month, we went to Mexico for a couple weeks, and I walked past a garden, and I saw something in the bushes over there, and I was like, so I went and asked the gardener that was there. He's like, what is that? I'm like, what is this? And it looked like a snake to me, so I was like, that's pretty cool, it's a snake. And then he went over and picked it up.
Not cool.
It was a piece of bread. It was a kind of a curled up piece of bread. And what happened is, like, he didn't speak a lick of English, and I speak Portuguese, so I kind of spoke Portuguese to him. And he found that, so when he found that it was a piece of bread, he thought it was a snake. He just started laughing. He's like pretty much like, you silly foreigner. But anyways, I just saw a joy in him. Like, that his eyes were sparkling, almost like he was, that I made his day, that I made a fool of myself. So so I just kind of felt, okay, well, this guy's cool. So I gave him like $6 in Mexican pesos, I guess you would say. And I just took back because he's a gardener. So those guys don't get tipped very often. So I gave him the money, and then he was so happy. He's like, you know, thank God and all this stuff. And then I walked away from him. When I looked back, I walked for like probably 20 yards away from him. And I looked back and I saw him give half of his money that I gave him to his coworker. And to me, that hit me so hard for giving that to a, in their culture, they make very, very small, amounts of money. And I saw him and he's like, and he gave it to him with a smile, and he just gave it to his buddy. And I'm like, I said to myself, I'm like, would I have done that? Would I have taken half of what I'd given him, which is probably a lot to them, and he just gave it to him freely. It was like, it was no questions asked. Here you go. This is half for you. And it really challenged me. And I thought about it. Actually, I thought about it while I was sleeping that night, and I was kind of just... And then the next day I came over like, Lisa, you got to meet this guy. And then, so I ended up giving him some more money. And, you know, he's like, no, I can't even take it. But, you know, I gave him some more money. And I ended up talking with him a little bit in my broken Spanish, Portuguese kind of thing. And he's like, he was a Christian. And he said, like, he told me he had the joy of the Lord in his heart. And so I just thought it was a cool story that I was able to meet him. And he actually brought... What he gave me was much more valuable than money to me, because he showed me that, like, the heart of God was just right there. When he gave half of what I gave him, And after a fact, he's like, you know what? He said, God blesses me so much. And so he said to me, God blesses me so much. And I know he doesn't have a lot, but yeah, it was a cool story.
Great. Thank you. I think it'd be really moving when we see acts of holiness, acts of godliness take place in our real everyday life, you know, even in Mexico, which doesn't feel like real life. At all inclusive, but God demonstrates his heart to us as we demonstrate and show things like generosity and community and some of our other values at Lake Ridge. It's one of the ways that we attempt to live out his faithful calling on our life. I'm going to send the kids off in a second. Before I do that, I want to just...